Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Want to give a gift that actually matters this season? Start with skincare that's clean, effective, and actually works. Primally Pure makes gifting simple. From cult favorite staples to limited edition holiday scents, all toxin-free, intentionally crafted, and ready to wrap. Perfect for gifting or treating yourself. Skip the synthetic fragrances and holiday gimmicks. Cozy Vanilla Mint Body Care, Cranberry Red Lip Balm. Primally Pure captures all the festive nostalgia naturally. Thousands of glowing reviews prove it. This is clean beauty that works, inside and out. Skin, body, wellness. Their products help you create rituals that last well beyond the holidays. Tis the season for tradition and intention. Shop Primally Pure's best-selling essentials and new limited edition bundles to wrap up wellness for everyone on your list, including yourself.
What's going on, everybody? Episode number 43, Unkillable. Jets lose. What a stunner. Jets lose tonight, 27-14. I made it interesting. What, 12.5-point favorites? First of all, this is why you can't gamble. I mean, jeez. I mean, it's right on the number, right? I think it opened to 10.5 and moved up to maybe it opened at 11, went up to 12.5. Jets lose by 13. Oh, my God. I almost fell asleep watching this game. So, I mean, listen, I'm not hanging here too long tonight. There's not a ton to say. Jets just don't have a lot of talent. I mean, you saw tonight, you know, Mitchell had a brutal night. It's funny, Myers, the center, was flirting with bad snaps every single time. And it obviously burned him on that one where they fumbled it. They couldn't get the ball. That was pretty much the end of the game. Although Brownlee had a really, really bad game as well. But, you know, listen, so the thing that you want to see from what I wanted to see from the Jets here today, and I tweeted this, and I said this on the radio. I didn't think they were going to win. I thought they'd get destroyed. I didn't even necessarily think it would be this close. But I wanted to see, because it's about the bigger issue at this point. Clearly, this season's going nowhere. It's about those little checkpoints and, you know, whatever we can glean from Aaron Glenn as a coach, as he grows into the job and into the shoes of trying to, you know, stabilize this and then eventually elevate this thing. I wanted to see the Jets come out. I wanted to see the Jets be aggressive. And I got to tell you, you know, this is going to get lost in the wash because they really didn't do anything basically after that opening drive. But, you know, I don't know that the Jets, I'm pretty sure they haven't done this all year, and they never did this with Robert Saleh. The Jets won the coin toss, and they elected to receive the football, which I thought was pretty interesting. And now they were rewarded right away. And that's a little thing, again, when you look at, all right, Jets are 2-8. All right, Jets are going nowhere. But to me, that's a little thing that I like, that I think is going to bode well, hopefully, when they get a real quarterback in here and get some more players. Obviously, get Garrett Wilson back, hopefully, this year. So they receive it. And, I mean, Aaron Glenn's probably saying to himself, all right, I mean, our secondary's a mess. We've got no corners at this point. Q's obviously gone. Same with Sauce. If we kick the ball off, they will probably score right away. They will snatch our soul And they will, you know, they just kind of take the life out of us and just slowly drain us and drown us. So I think what he did was he's thinking the only way to be competitive tonight is to maybe get a little lucky, maybe force the issue and get on the board first. You know, even if it's a three spot, it wasn't. It was a touchdown. The Jets looked really good that drive. What, 14 plays, 72 yards. They had five different third down conversions. I liked one time Aaron Glenn called the timeout. It was third and six, and that's where Mitchell had the receiving a first down there. And they tried some different things. Again, I tweeted out, like, I think I said, like, flea flickers, you know, just empty the bag. And they tried. I thought, you know, Hank Strand did a pretty good job. I thought there were some plays that were open that obviously Justin Fields missed by a mile. I'll get back to him in a second. But they did. They tried a trick play. You know, they tried to be aggressive out of the gates here. They took the football. They scored a touchdown. You know, the penalty on Brownlee, and I know he body slammed him there, but the whistle, I watched that like two or three times. The whistle went when he was already mid-tackle. I got to be honest with you. I thought that Herb Street what the hell is it? I'm so freaking tired right now. This fucking team, God, put you to sleep. What the hell's his name? Help me out. Al Michaels. Good God almighty. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, they didn't explain anything. Like, talk about doing a horrible job on the broadcast there. They're like, well, what do you think? I don't know. They just gave no real commentary. That was very disappointing. But, you know, listen, the margin for error for this team is zero. They are just, they're brutal to watch. But, you know, again, I think for me, the easy thing would be, and there's times to do it, but I think there's really times to not do it. And that's just to get on, you know, on the air, open up a podcast and just shit all over them. And to me, like, it's not even worth my time. I think it's counterproductive. I think it's, you know, fake, the false outrage. Like, what did you expect, dude? Vegas was telling you the Jets were going to get blitzed by almost two touchdowns, and they did. Now, it wasn't like they, you know, scored a couple of touchdowns late. They were ready to play this game. And again, these are the little things that I'm looking at just to kind of get a sense as much as I can without a lot of talent out there, what kind of coach Aaron Glenn could be. So go back to, you had to win a game. So you beat the Bengals. And I've said this before, but it's worth repeating because now it extends into tonight, at least a portion of tonight. You beat Cincy, you get your first win. You go into the bye week. To me, even though the Browns game was, I mean, offensively grotesque, doesn't quite describe it. I mean, I think Justin Fields had 12 passing yards going into the fourth quarter. And basically all of them came on that big gash play to Breece Hall. So the offense was gross. But they had a kickoff return. They had a punt return, 90-plus yards on the kick, 974 on the punt. So when you do stuff like that off a bye week, that tells me that young players are dialed in during the meetings. They're locked in on the practice field. There's a level of execution that's there. So then you win that game, and now you come into a game. Now, I know the Patriots, and they put the odds up there tonight. I think the Patriots have a 33% odds to become the top seed in the AFC. I think the 33, 34, something like that. Now, I don't think they're the best team in the AFC. I don't. But the fact that they strung together the Bengals, the bye, a good week of practice, some good things, four sacks by Will McDonald against Cleveland. They did do some good things. And then tonight, they were ready to go, and they were aggressive, and they had an opening drive where they went 70 yards, whatever it was, 72 yards, scored a touchdown. Like, that is different than – and I know a loss is a loss. Trust me, guys, I get this. But that is different than coming out and, you know, all right, we win the toss. We will elect to defer. We'll take the ball in the third quarter. You give up an 80-yard touchdown. You get gashed. You get the ball back. You go three and out. Patriots score again. It's 14-0. You know, maybe you get a field goal. You're losing 21-3 at the half. You know, then maybe it's 28-3, and then the Jets get some meaningless cosmetic touchdowns where the game was completely out of touch and out of reach, and they get some touchdowns, so it makes it look better, even though they weren't competitive. The Jets were competitive tonight. They just don't have the horses. This is not breaking news, and I got to tell you, you know, I've obviously seen enough of Justin Fields. I'm not here to disrespect him. He does play hard. He is a good runner. He is pretty fun to watch in the open field, but geez, he can't throw a lick, man. Number one, he's not accurate. And number two, he's terrified to unleash the football. You know, just and one thing that Herb Street did say, you know, Ohio State guy talking about another Buckeye, so he's going to show him respect. And I, you know, at one point he was just kind of hyping him up a little bit too much. He's like, well, he needs some confidence. Dude, if you can't throw the ball, you know, 5 years in on your third football team, you're never going to throw the football. I get it accurately. I know there's something to be said for being drafted to a bad situation like Darnold and others, Geno, whatever, not just Jets, but other quarterbacks around the NFL, even Mac Jones, who's looked pretty good playing out there in San Francisco for a real team and a real coach. This is not that. Like some of those guys, even Darnold's first year, look at his numbers. They were okay. I mean, he threw some touchdowns. He ran a little bit. He had some yardage. Just didn't have a lot around him. And, you know, it wasn't a woeful level of accuracy. It was just a dearth of weapons and, you know, just bad coaching and just not set up to succeed. That's not – now, I think in Chicago that may have been the case with Justin, but he was with a good franchise a year ago. You know, he didn't turn the ball over, but he just, you know, to me, I'm not, it's almost like Neil O'Donnell. If you're old enough to remember Neil O'Donnell as a Jet quarterback, now Neil was miles better than Justin, but he was very safe. And I remember the Jets signed him to, this was the 96 season. Yeah. Cause Booms was there in 95, I think with like Bubby Brister maybe and Reich. And then they got O'Donnell and they drafted Keyshawn first overall. And Neil O'Donnell drove Parcells nuts. I think it was 5 years, $25 million, because he wouldn't take any chances. So the completion percentage back then, it was, you know, across the league lower. Now it's like 70s good. Back then, low 60s was pretty good. 65 was great. And like that was pretty good. And, you know, he'd throw a couple of touchdowns. Very few picks, but there were never any gash plays because he was terrified to let it go. And Justin Fields is the same way. So he's not seeing it. When he does see it, he's not accurate. He holds the ball. He pats it. Even when he breaks the pocket, I don't mean when he gets to the edge, when it's a keeper, when it's an RPO or a run option. It's when he like when he's in the middle of the pocket and he's got to make that quick decision to bust off a tackle or if the center vacates, to go up the gap there in the middle, it just doesn't do it, doesn't have it. So he's never going to have that. He's never going to be that guy. So Justin Fields simply cannot be the quarterback of this team next year. Can't be, and he won't be. So the thing, too, now contrast that to Drake May. Now the numbers are great. Let me see. Drake came in, I think it was 19 touchdowns and 4 picks. Now he threw 3 tonight, you know, so now he's 22-4, second in the MVP odds, second behind Matthew Stafford, who's on pace for like 40-something touchdowns and 4 picks. Stafford is like the odds have completely flipped in the MVP voting, or not the voting, but I should say the odds. And Drake May shot up to second on the board. I don't know the exact what the odds are, but he's second, all right, behind Stafford. And forget about that and forget about the touchdown to pick ratio and the 9-2 record. I love when I see this with a young quarterback, and I see this with Jackson Dart. You saw this early with Mahomes. I'm not saying May is Mahomes, but he's pretty freaking good. The young quarterbacks, they are fantastic, and they have it right away. I don't think this is something that you really enter the league being average or deficient in and become elite at. And what I'm talking about is the ability to extend a little pocket. Tom Brady was great at this, not a good athlete. But, you know, Tom Brady could step up or a quick step sideways, just get that extra fraction. And that's when you see, you know, and the Jets had a few chances to sack him. I know that Jermaine? Jermaine eventually got through. I think Will got through and it was, I think it was offset on a penalty. Either way, they had a few chances, at least 3 or 4 where they were right there. And like you see him get the jersey and then his ability to, you know, manipulate space is such a talent. It is such an underrated skill because you talk about whether it's, and Mendoza's got this, which is why I love Mendoza. I got to watch Dante Moore a little bit for this, but you look at the young quarterbacks And there's some others, obviously. You know, Arch will not come out. He'll come out next year. The kid from LSU has not had a good year. Yeah, it's probably about three or four, five other interesting potential first-round quarterbacks. And you look at them and you look at, all right, how tall are they? What's their height-weight ratio? What do they run the 40 in? You know, what kind of zip do they have on the ball? They obviously, they measure that. I think 60-ish, I could be off on that. I think 60 is really good, low 60s. All those things are very quantifiable. Now, you've got to watch film, obviously. And I'm not sitting there saying I'm watching film of all the, I'm watching games. But you don't really have to be Baldy, who's with us every week on the Fan with me and Sal. You don't have to be a tape head or a football savant to just see somebody have that innate sense of when to bail, when to sidestep, when to step back, when to float it, when to gun it. Like Drake May's got all that. And I'm so envious because you watch Justin Fields and, you know, some of these other average to below average quarterbacks around the NFL. And it's like, you know, pat the ball, lock in on one guy, you know, get flustered and then turn into a sack. It's so identifiable what he doesn't have. And, you know, put me on the record, what he doesn't have, he'll never have. So I think Justin will be a good backup. You know, he'll play 10 years. He'll be a spot starter. He's a high character player like Tyrod Taylor, though Tyrod throws it better. He will play for a long time. And he will never be the quarterback of a team that ever does anything of significance, ever. You know, I mean, can he stumble upon a team where the starter gets hurt and he steps in? You know, I got a great defense, sick O-line, you know, a couple of wide open broken plays where he throws some, like, you know, actually that wasn't even a broken play week one against the Steelers. That was just a good throw to Garrett. But we're like, you know, we're guys just wide open. Like anybody can, I can make that throw. Yeah, maybe he has a year like that, gets to a wild card, maybe wins a playoff game or two, but that's it. Like, it's going to be perfect circumstances, elite coaching, elite system, elite weapons. He's just, I can't watch him throw the ball anymore, to the point where, you know, I'd like to see Tyrod Taylor. It doesn't matter because they're not going to win. The Ravens will smoke them, but they do have that. That's the next game in Baltimore. So they'll lose that. They'll be monstrous dogs. I mean, Lamar's back. Lamar's crushing it. So I would guess that game's going to go off at about, let's see, tonight was 12 and a half. I think it's going to be more. I think it might be sniffing 14. I think it might open at 13 and a half and maybe get bet up to two touchdowns. And, you know, if you're looking to bet the Ravens. You don't bet the Jets at that point. But so while it doesn't matter big picture, it does matter to getting a better read on Mitchell, who had a rough night. I mean, he did have a rough night. Not giving up on him. You know, Mechie, who's a hands guy, who's more of a slot guy. You know, Mitchell is more of an X. And there were a couple of plays where, like, they showed the overhead, right? And this is one thing that's exciting about Mitchell, despite playing very poorly tonight. You see, even on balls that didn't go to him, his release at the line is elite. Like, he is quick, man. It's like bang, boom, and he's free. He's got a little separation. Now Fields isn't going to find him, but Tyrod Taylor might. And I think Tyrod Taylor will make somebody like Mason Taylor, who looks pretty good as a rookie. I think the Jets found the tight end. But you've got to play to that. You've got to, you know, feed these guys. I think even Breece Hall in the passing game. Can we get some wheel routes? I mean, geez, he can outrun anybody on the field, and he's going to run through any sort of contact. Can he get a wheel play? You know, can you bust that out? So it's just very frustrating. Not completely inexplicable. Again, there's games you just you get on. I know that there's a lot of Sundays I get now. Not so much this year because they just don't have much. This was more with Rodgers. And when you brought in Davante Adams and, you know, Saleh was still here, like, that's a different energy. You know, I'm sorry. I know it's entertaining, guys. Trust me. I know that it is to get on here and let F-bombs fly. But I'm not going to be that lazy guy. I've got too much respect for what I do. I've got too much respect for you as an audience to come on here and just, you know, gratuitously drop the bombs and really just do low IQ, you know, yelling. And it's a waste of time. We're better than that. I know I am, and I know my audience is as well. So there's really nothing else to take away from this. Who played well? Oh, it's funny. McNamara, who's a great punter, even he had a bad punt. That was his worst punt of the year. It was in the second half, and I think it only went about 30-something yards. He's been banging it. And, you know, he's rated in terms of hang time, punts inside the 15, punts downed. He just missed one, actually spiking one at the one. Got a little bit of a bad, or even at the two, got a bad break there. But even he had an uncharacteristically rough night. Let's see. Mitchell, rough night. Myers, rough night. Brownlee, very rough night. I'll tell you one thing. This is another small thing that is a potential arrow pointer in the right direction for Aaron Glenn. Quincy Williams. His brother gets traded. He gets benched. And we talked about this on the prior pod. His response verbally was accountability, professionalism, ownership. He said, nobody wants to get benched. I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, yeah, I'm cool with that. But he handled it, and I thought he straddled that line of letting us know I'm unhappy. But he also didn't say that it was without justification. He said, I've got to work harder. I can't wait to prove it. I'm going to get it back. Maybe he was the one with the sack that got that got negated. I may have that twisted, but he played very well, and he played well last game. So since his coach lit him, and if Aaron benched him publicly, I'm pretty sure Aaron lit him up privately, all right, which is what the good ones do. You know, you don't want to embarrass guys in front of us and to the media. You there's got to be a trust there, because when players trust you, they're going to go the extra mile, and apparently – you know, there's some trust here. Quincy trusted him, especially after his brother was dealt. His brother, not his college roommate, not his boy, not his best man, his literal blood brother, gone, shipped out, him benched. Interesting moment in the young man's career. And he really bounced back with pride and professional poise. So little things, you stack them, you build the wall. The wall right now is up to our shins. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it's so low, we wouldn't even really trip over the wall.
But meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
But now, and this, you know, these are things we'll tackle as we get deeper into it. Two first-round picks next year, two second-round picks. You got three first-round picks in 2027. You control the draft board. There's big trades made. Jets can do that. These are all things we talked about. The Jets are very unconventional power brokers, right? And I've said this, so I don't need to be redundant, because but they are. I mean, any business that's going to go down in the NFL, if the Jets want in based on cap space and based on draft capital, they're in the conversation. And if they really want to push it and be aggressive, they will be able to consummate, I think, any trade that they want and top anybody else in the NFL with that, all right? Because they've got so much in the cupboards now. The one thing, though, and I'm not going to do this now because I'm saying goodbye. I'm saying goodnight. I'll be on the morning at 10 on the Fan. They have got to find the quarterback for next year that could play. I mean, again, no delusional, like, we'll get, you know, I know what the easiest thing is to say, get a Kirk Cousins type, whomever that is. Get somebody like that. I'm not even saying that to have some unexpected wild card run. Although with a softer schedule and some upgrades, it's not impossible. Patriots were 4-13 a year ago. They're going to win 13 games this year, maybe more. Now, they got Drake May. Jets don't. Big problem. But I say that because, you know, let's say the Jets win four games. Let's say they beat the Saints and maybe they clip the Falcons or Miami. They're not winning more than four. But if you go four wins in Aaron Glenn's first year, and then you get that into the neighborhood of seven or eight in year two, and at that point, the offensive line will be, I think, phenomenal at that point, when the two bookends will be more seasoned and just even better than they are now, and they're really good. So that's why I'm still bullish on this future. You just got a lot of work to do. But you can't complete the work without a competent quarterback that can throw the ball downfield. I mean, this is the college offense, man. This really is. It's like, and one thing that Herb Street said tonight that was very good, and I like Herbie. I didn't mean to knock him earlier. I just didn't think he described what I said, what I was talking about very well. That it was lazy or just not enough. I wanted more. But he talked about how hard it is for the Jets to score. They're not going north and south. Think about this. Everything they do, out to the sides, right? Whether it's Fields on a keeper, you know, Hall's obviously going to go up the middle a little bit off tackle, but even most of his big plays to the edge. It is very hard to carve out, you know, big plays when you're consistently going that way. What's the best way from point A to point B? You know, the quickest way, I think I said that right, is a straight line, point A to point B. You take that extraneous route. Yeah, sometimes you can fool people, but if that's all you do, you're just, you know, you just tack it on more yards. You're making the field bigger. And you're utterly predictable. So that's where we are. You know, it's weird to say, and I mean it, because I said this before the show. I tweeted this, so I'm going to remain consistent. You know, Proud's a bit strong. I mean, I'd be a loser here and say, oh, Proud, wow, amazing effort. But they battled. You know, they battled. And, you know, as you change the culture, as you try to change the DNA, you've got to learn how to fight. And it's not like it was a dog team at home. It was a good team, a really good team, and a really well-coached team on the road. You know, all right, short week. We've had a lot of those wacky games. Then, you know, even Denver Raiders last week was a weird one. Denver didn't cover. That was odd. You're going to get those in the NFL on these Thursday night games. Maybe that's part of it as well. But the easiest thing would have been for Aaron Glenn, and this is the way a loser thinks, as why he's not a loser. He's got a losing record, but inherently the man's a winner. And that's what's going to ultimately change here. The loser mentality would be, all right, let's see. My quarterback got four times he's thrown under 60 yards. I'm going to pretend I'm Aaron, obviously. He sucks. He can't throw. He can't do anything. You know what? If we win the coin toss, let's kick it off. Let's hope we get a stop. And, you know, let's try to go from there. Rather than put your weakest part on the field and almost like instill confidence in them and come out swinging instead of coming out and running around the ring and ducking and hiding. Now, ultimately didn't work, but that's a reinforcement of belief. And the guys who will remain in the building, whomever they are, as this thing moves forward, you know, a night like this, because it'll happen again the rest of the year at some point, and then it'll happen next year. And then that's the expectation. We're going for it. We're here to win. We're not here not to get blown out, which is what I felt like Salah did way too much. We're here to win. Didn't win. They battled. They lost as expected. I'm out. I'm tired. And I got nothing else to say. I will see you tomorrow with 10 on the Fan. Obviously, I appreciate you guys hanging with me. Spotify, Apple, spread it. Get the word out there. This to me is a great vehicle for you awesome Jet fans, and not just the ones in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. You got buddies around the country. You got buddies around the world. I've got people who've hit me up on DMs and have jumped into the comments, whether it's, you know, in the UK, Italy, people in the armed forces that love the Jets, that use this pod as a means to stay connected. So I value that. I appreciate that. I cherish that. And it's going to be a blast when they eventually get a quarterback and they eventually start to win. I know you've heard that before, probably from me, previous Jet iterations. And I guess I meant it for sure when I said it. It feels a little different. Even the nonsense with Glenn, with the media, like I thought he overstepped the other day with Samini, with the report with Garrett. But even that has a purpose. He's not out here to be friends. He's out here to reverse this awful history. That's going to take broad shoulders, and honestly, it's going to take a prick to do it. Because if you try to be Mr. Nice Guy, it's not going to work. You'll get swallowed up like Solid did, Mr. Nice Guy, and others. So have a great night. Catch you in the morning, 10 a.m. on The Fan. I'll see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.